Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Curry, 16 in the fourth quarter. 18 seconds left. Down by three. Jones for Jackson. Jackson, it's blocked by Green. 10 seconds left. Jackson forced a foul. Curry. Draymond Green with a defensive dagger. Golden State runs away in the fourth, and they get it done at home. Mike Brown gets the W, and Golden State has got the 3-1 lead in the series.
That is the great Ian Eagle, of course, on TNT, and Jim Jackson doing a great job on the series. The Warriors can eliminate the Grizzlies tonight at the Grindhouse. They're up 3-1, and let's talk to Ian. Of course, good friend of Pops from Syracuse. He joins us courtesy of the UMA guest line. Greg is up your way. I mean, he's not your way, but he's in Buffalo visiting his mom.
Yeah, we should mention Pops is much older than I am. So the idea that we are
friends from
college is just not real.
That's true.
We didn't cross over. I was just getting into junior high school when he graduated.
That is true. You know, it's funny because I was just looking at that because my co-host today, Carrie, was saying, were they both together at Syracuse? And I did look, and you're markedly younger, clearly much better looking, all those things.
Yeah.
And if anybody's,
all those things. I'd rather not get into that, but yes, you're right.
All right, we just heard your call from the Draymond Green block at the end, and it wasn't pretty, but the Warriors got it done. But that was a heck of a play at the end. I know that Taylor Jenkins was like, we're going to have to look at that, but the two-minute report came out and said it was clean. So great play by Draymond at the end, and he had some emotional circumstances with his friend getting killed also as well, so he was very emotional after
that. Yeah, terrible story in regards to Adrian Payne. That was just a gut punch. Known as a very good guy, likable guy. I had a bunch of his games going back to the Michigan State days. For whatever reason, I was on that beat for a while with CBS, and it was great to see how he improved each year under Tom Izzo. And then he made it to the pros, was with the Hawks, bounced around a little bit. And I know for Draymond, this has been really emotional. I think the funny part that happens, you guys, you deal with it because you're there day to day and you're taking the temperature of the fan base. The reactions that you hear or feel, I got a text, I think I said at some point in the fourth quarter, hey, what a fun game four this has been. And I got a text from a friend, like, fun? I'm not having fun. I'm not. No. Just because there wasn't 142 points doesn't mean that it wasn't a fun game, fun atmosphere, competitive. They're not all going to be works of art. And I think if you're Golden State, if anything, you walk away saying, okay, under adverse circumstances, they still found a way. When they didn't have their shooting touch, when the offense wasn't crisp, they still got it done in the fourth quarter, thanks in large part to Curry and his free throw shooting. And if you're Memphis, you walk away saying, even without Ja Morant, they led this game for 47 minutes and 15 seconds and couldn't finish the deal. So I think the Grizzlies will fight hard. I don't think this will be a throwaway type of game. I think Memphis will be in it to win it, trying to extend the series.
Hey, a little inside broadcasting question here, but as the series evolves, who do you turn to take the temperature of a series? You know, I'm sure you have pre-production meetings at the beginning where you're meeting with head coaches and key players, but, yeah, you know, when something like this Steve Kerr out with COVID situation happens, or Draymond Green has a friend killed and is going through an emotional time in his personal life, how do you make sure that you're up to date on providing fans with information that's relevant and new information as a series evolves for you?
Yeah, you nailed it. If you're doing paint by numbers in these series and you just go in, oh, we'll just call the game and just report what we see on the court, that's just not enough, certainly in this day and age with information flying around the way that it is. So production meetings are key. We have one the morning of every game, 10 a.m. breakfast meeting, and it's 10, 12 of us, depending upon the crew that you're with, talking through things and checks and balances. And you hear from everybody at some point, producer, director, associate director, graphics person, just to give their perspective, and obviously leaning on your analyst, Jim Jackson, sideline reporter, Jared Greenberg. And for me, trying to provide some other level of insight of what might be important in this game. And you don't get to everything, but you've got to have a plan. So everything you just laid out was 100% accurate. You do glean information from the coaches' meetings. The way the circumstances ended up developing the other night, it was odd. You know, we were supposed to meet with Steve Kerr at 5:30 local time. At 5:20, 5:19, Jared Greenberg runs out of our room, and we're looking at each other like, what the hell is going on here? It's the fastest I ever saw that dude move. And he clearly got some information, and then within 2 minutes, there's a tweet, and then 2 minutes after that, we get a call from Golden State PR, Raymond Ritter, who is by far the best in the business, stating that, hey, as you know, this is the information that's out there now with Steve. He's tested positive. Mike Brown is on his way to the arena. We're not going to be able to provide him for the meeting. If there are any questions, obviously you can come to me. And Jared ended up catching up with Mike for a couple of minutes before tip. But things are happening in real time, and you've got to be able to adjust. That means you're changing your open. That means you're changing some of the storylines to start the game, and Jared's hit. So I think it's just a matter of a full team effort to make sure that you're on top of the important narratives and what the audience needs to know.
Ian Eagles joining us. He's got the call with TNT tonight with the great Jim Jackson, Jared Greenberg, who you just mentioned on the sidelines, as well as the Warriors try to eliminate the Grizzlies tonight. You mentioned, obviously, Ja Morant. It doesn't look like he's going to play the rest of the playoffs, let alone tonight. Yeah. They're a better defensive team, and they showed that last time out. But obviously, at the end of the game, they weren't able to execute like they normally can with him in the lineup. What do you think tonight, especially in an elimination game?
Yeah, that was painfully obvious that they just didn't have a closer. Brooks ends up attempting a shot. Jackson forces the three on the highlight that you played with Draymond Green there defensively, and they just didn't seem organized offensively. That's where they got out of the way. In previous situations against Minnesota, against Golden State, just give the ball to Ja Morant and let him work his magic dust. Tonight, I think they're a confident group, even without Ja, based on the record that they had during the regular season, but also based on who they are. There was this conviction that developed over the season that they're more than just Ja. He's a ridiculous talent, and the reason why people around the NBA are so bullish on the Grizzlies moving forward, it's because of his presence. But to win a one-game scenario or two-game scenario, this team still has enough, and certainly has enough belief with Tyus Jones in there at point guard. I think the Steven Adams adjustment is huge. Points in the paint, just look at those numbers. Golden State plus in every game until last game, when Adams' presence was certainly a factor, and it was the first time they outscored them in the paint all series, 56-42. That's a plus 14. I think Memphis will attempt to utilize their size, and we saw it work to their advantage. Kyle Anderson, other than his free throw shooting, had a great shooting night, 7 of 8 from the field. The size of Adams, the size of Jackson. Zaire Williams comes in, and he's so versatile He can play the two. He can play the three. He can play the four. You've got to respect him and his long-range ability. So if there's any adjustment that Taylor Jenkins makes, I think it'll be based off of what he saw in game four, which is size, size, size. Just try to bully the Warriors if they can based on some of the physical attributes that they have on their roster.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
I'd love to go big picture here with the Warriors. You know, you've seen them throughout this postseason, but you've also called games with this core of Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green for many years now. And I just wonder, do you think their championship window extends beyond this year? And in other words, have you seen enough in terms of their durability and their depth to think that Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, these three can make another run at it beyond 2022?
Yeah, I think when you get in these situations, when you have superstar players, the question is whether or not you can bridge to the next iteration of their career. Steph Curry, look, 34 years old, incredible what he's accomplished. And the fact that he's still playing at an exceptionally high level and doing it in the manner in which he does makes you think that the window is still open. Klay Thompson, there's been a drop off based on the injuries, no doubt. I thought he was pressing a bit. I don't know what you guys thought in game four, but It just felt like he was getting upset at himself. His body language wasn't great. Look, I know he can shoot himself out of that. All it takes is 1 5-of-7 3-point game for Klay to get the vibe back. But I do think there might be a little more concern on that front. But what the Warriors keep doing, and that's a sign of a really good team, really well-run organization, smart front office, what Bob Myers has done, he has restocked the shelves. Jordan Poole, if we go back to that draft in 2018, a lot of people mocked the pick. It's that simple. They just didn't understand why he was taken in the first round of that draft when he could have been had somewhere in the second round and nobody would have questioned it. Well, they saw something. They saw something in his skill set. They saw something in his game and how it fits into what they do. Jonathan Kuminga, similar situation in that that was a risk in most people's eyes. And he's 19 years old. He's got ridiculous talent and similarly fits into how they want to play. So my confidence level would be higher than it would be for most teams if you asked me about this situation, just based on the fact that they're really good decision makers. They know what they're doing. Obviously, I love their culture, and the winning has permeated based on their best players and the selfless mentality that's required to win championships. So, yeah, to answer your question in a roundabout way, I think the window for winning is extended because of who they've got and how they do it.
Should be a fun one tonight. We can never have you on and not talk about your son. You must be proud. My son's studying broadcasting as well in college, and we have him on all the time. I think he does tremendous work, and obviously that's a great thing for you. And I can't talk about my son enough. So congratulations, man. That's cool that he's in your footsteps the way that he is.
Oh yeah, I really appreciate it. That by far is the best thing that's going on right now in my personal and family life, is the fact that he's doing well and enjoying it. And our conversations are now different compared to the way they used to be, in that we can talk shop and he knows what I'm talking about. He, you know, the stories of different arenas and cities and engineers and PR people and fellow broadcasters, that it's just brought a whole other level of conversation that we can have. So truly appreciate it. It's been a blast following him the last few years.
He sounds awesome. Great too.
Yeah, he's really good.
Yeah.
Really good.
That doesn't hurt. Yeah, thanks.
That's
thanks,
great.
Guys.
Good stuff. Hey, we'll give Greg your best, and thank you so much. Have a great call tonight, and it's always our pleasure. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. All the best. Obviously, miss Pops, but yep. Great talking to you guys, and we'll do it again.
You got
thanks,
it.
Ian.
Thanks, Ian. That is the great Ian Eagle. Yeah, his son Noah, who it's not like I make a habit of listening to Clippers radio broadcasts, but he's great on that.
You're not like Adam Copeland, who just tunes into Orioles broadcasts throughout the day.
I don't randomly do it, but I I'm flipping around and I hear it all the time. But where I heard him the first time, and I didn't even know it was him, was doing those Nickelodeon NFL games.
See, they got a Christmas game this year.
Yeah,
yeah.
I did it, and they got the slime, and they get in the end zone. And I'm like, whoever this kid is, and Nate Burleson was really good.
Nate Burleson's so talented.
Yeah, and so I'm like,
talk about a guy who should get Tom Brady's contract.
I know, right? And so I was looking at those. I was listening to these two, and I didn't know. And then I was like, man, these guys are good. And who's the kid? And then because my kid's getting into it, and he's going to your alma mater. And I'm thinking, and that's, I constantly am bringing him up because I think he got the gig for the Clippers on the radio at 22.
Yeah.
And he basically went in, for people who don't know the story, went into Steve Ballmer, who was involved in, you know, this guy's going to be we want to find our own Chick Hearn. We want to find the radio voice who's going to be here a while. Now the kid's so good, I don't know if he's going to be there a while. But they wanted to find like a young and up and comer. And I guess he sat in the meeting and just said, this is why you got to hire me. And blew Ballmer away. And it was like, I tell my kid all the time, like, you don't want to be doing this stupid stuff that I do. You actually want to do like play by play and be somebody. And I said, that's what you got to do. So I always use Noah Eagle, and I say, this is the kid. Like, you don't have to toll in, you know, whatever, Tulsa or, you know, whatever. No offense to Tulsa.
Bentonville, Arkansas. You don't got to broadcast in the First Christian Church.
I mean, maybe you do. I mean, maybe you have to do A-ball, and most people do. Not everybody's Papa who's doing the Pacers in the NBA at 21 or Noah Eagle's doing the Clippers at 22. But I said, you know, you get, you know, whatever this kid did, you know, call him and figure it out, because I'm not going to help you like Ian Eagle did. Like, you know,
John, you should have seen the day that I got turned down. I was the number two choice for the Daytona Tortugas single A team. Just devastation,
even
man.
I would die.
Devastation.
I mean, that'd be awesome to do those, right?
Yeah, I was, you know, I'd interviewed with the West Virginia Power and the Daytona Tortugas. This is Winter Meetings Nashville 2016. And so I probably wasn't in the best state for those interviews.
Yeah.
But man, finding out I was number two for Daytona
was
rough.
Doesn't help either, does it?
No.
It does not help. Yeah. No, I did the only consistent, I did some high school and stuff like that. The only consistent play-by-play, and they got really mad at me, I did Arena League.
And
I did some Arena League, and I was doing it, and I can't even remember the damn name. It was for Chicago, and I was doing it, and they were getting smoked. I mean, they're getting smoked. And so the ownership's listening to the broadcast, and I'm basically like, they got beat. What did it was? It was something like 35-7 in the first half. And in Arena League, there's a lot of scoring
anyway.
Yeah,
you score like 84 points.
So it's like 35-7. And there was a guy. It's hard to be this open in Arena League. It's just not that big of a field. And a dude was open by probably 20 yards on a bomb. And I just lost it. I'm like, what are they doing? He's open by 20 yards on a field that's 50 yards long. You have to be really bad to do that. Next, and so we go to halftime. And they had a guy, he used to be a kicker on their team, and he was like part of their PR team, and he comes walking up the stairs, and he sits next to me and puts on a headset at halftime. I said, what are you doing? He goes, yeah, you're a little harsh on the team. I'm like, it's 42-7 at the half. What do you want me to say? And they're like, I don't know, man, but they just set me up here to like kind of even things out. I'm like, okay.
I was a boom mic guy on Arena League for the Arizona Rattlers. Yeah. That was one of my college shows.
See, they were good.
So back when I got turned down for the Shedrick Willis or whatever his name was, they were amazing. But I got turned down for the Tortugas, so I was holding the boom mic on the field. And with the Arena League, there's no sideline, so you're actually like 10 yards behind the huddle right there. You're like right on the field line of scrimmage.
Oh,
I thought I was going to get run over every play.
That's awesome. Anyway, yeah, my career was short-lived. Shortly thereafter, we're good.
Yeah. They didn't ask me back.
Yeah, we can rip you. We can rip you on our own. So, yeah, that's not good.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.